Good morning, everyone. Please take a seat for our announcements. We have a few today to go through. First one is that today is an important and a special day, and not just because it's Mother's Day, but in the church we're also celebrating the Feast of the Ascension, which I'll get more to in my sermon, so stay tuned. A big thank you to everyone who was involved in putting on a glorious breakfast this morning between the services. It was a great chance for our 8:30 and our 10:30 congregations to meet in the middle and have some delightful food, so big thank you to all involved in making that happen. Speaking of 8 and 10:30 services, in June we're going to one service for June, July, and August, and that will be at 10 o'clock, and it will be very much in the style and feel and theme of the 10:30 service. For those of our congregations who are absolute stalwarts of what we call the BCP service, or the Elizabethan Victorian old-fashioned service, we'll be having those on Wednesday morning, and the Wednesday morning group that meets at 10 o'clock have agreed to do that through the summer. And so if you need thy these and thous, Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock is the place to come and get them. With that, there is a parish council meeting on Wednesday. So if you're on parish council, take a look at your agenda. We have a few things to go through. We had an announcement this morning that Harold Ford, our long, long time beloved, trusted custodian, has found employment elsewhere and will be leaving us. We're going to miss Harold a lot. Thank you, Harold. Yeah. We have a number of our 150 merchandise. The last orders are in, so if you are still waiting for a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, Barb should have those on the table in the Sterling Vestry, as well as name tags are out. The other announcement that I have is a particularly sad one, and I'd like to give enough time and space for that. A beloved member of the congregation suddenly passed away. Bill Hefferton died on Monday, and so there's a service for him this Monday at 10 o'clock, and in the baptism liturgy that we have, we don't really have a place to pray for those who have passed, so if we can just have a moment of prayer for Bill. Gracious God, we pray for all those that we love and see no longer. Bless those of us who remember and were touched by the life of this incredible man. May his memory continue on and his life be fulfilled with you. Rest eternal grant unto him, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon him. May he rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen. And with that, would the congregation please stand as we continue with our service of worship? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord. Keep the church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of his peace, and bring the whole of creation to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles to whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the time or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing praises to our God, glory, alleluia.
Sing praises to our God, glory, alleluia.
Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a cry of joy, for the Lord Most High is to be feared, the great sovereign over all the earth.
Sing praise.
Has gone up with a shout, with the sound of the ram's horn. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our sovereign, sing praises. God is sovereign of all the earth. Sing praises with all your skill. God reigns over the nations and sits upon the holy throne. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to God who does wondrous things. Let all the people now praises now sing. All of creation in splendor shall ring. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Come on, choir. Was it something I said? I hadn't even started speaking yet. Holy crow. Well, you have every right to leave because I was graciously reminded that I made a mistake during the announcements. Bill's funeral isn't at 10, it's at 11. So that would have been a bit of an issue. So the service is at 11. So where do we go from there? Let's go into the sermon. So today in our readings, we had the same story told twice. We had the story of Jesus ascending into heaven. And this is one of those stories that, if I was to be honest, I wouldn't mind if it got tucked in the back of the preaching lectionary. When you talk to people about being a Christian, this is one of the stories that people can point to and laugh and say, I've never seen a guy actually float and levitate other than David Blaine, and we all know he's faking. And I've never seen anybody ascend up into heaven. And if he went into heaven, where did his body go? Is heaven in space? There's no oxygen up there. Poor Jesus. It's one of those situations where you kind of look at it and go, this is a really awkward and difficult passage to give any credence or credit to in this scientific day and age. But this was a story that was so important to the early church that it was held as a feast day second only to Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. Those three big ones, Christmas and Easter and Pentecost. And just below that is the Feast of the Ascension. It's that important. It made its way into the creeds that we will be reading. It made its way into so many things. And so we're left to wrestle with, what does this mean that Jesus ascended into heaven in his body? And if we take a moment and we think about it, it has a lot of ramifications. It has a lot of meaning. So many times when I meet somebody today who's spiritual but not religious, that means that there's something in their mind. They believe in a soul or an energy field or a force or karma or something like that that's intangible and not really there, but is spiritual and true. But Jesus's bodily assumption into heaven turns that on its head. It says the things that we do here on this earth now are important. That our bodies, the way that they are, can stand in heaven before God. And that is something that is hard to believe. But if it's true, and Christians for thousands of years have held that it's true, it means something here and now. It means that this world that we're in is significant and important. And it's not just our thoughts or our prayers or our souls, but it's the very stuff that we're made of. Our flesh and bones, the wood of the pews that you're sitting on, the people that we're sitting next to, somehow all of these are infused and radiant with the divine, with the holy. And that means something very powerful. As Jesus was leaving his disciples, we read about he was teaching them things and he was instilling them with the commandments that he gave. And Jesus told us to do two things that we still hold to today. When I was going through confirmation, I learned the definition of a sacrament. And the church calls a sacrament an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual reality. The two sacraments that Jesus told us to do were the Lord's Supper and baptism. We're doing both of those today, which is pretty wonderful. But if we are to take the assumption of Jesus, the ascension of Jesus into heaven as a real thing with meaning for us today, that means that the things that Jesus told us to do, this Lord's Supper and baptism, have within them some radiance of the divine, some truth that transcends understanding. And though it's simply a washing of water or eating bread and wine, no big deal, something that we all do every day. Well, maybe not the wine, but we eat every day and wash every day. Those things are what God has chosen to show us that spirituality and divinity are flowing all around us all the time. How amazing is that? The things that we are going to do today, as simple as they are, we believe that God is present in them in a unique and special way. And as we baptize Leon and Eva, we also are invited to remember our own baptism. For it's our baptism that makes us one family in Christ. And just like we're one family, there are uncles that we see often and uncles that we don't. There are people that we tolerate at the Christmas table and wish they'd just stop talking about politics. But that's the truth of the family of Christ as well. And it's not in spite of our differences or in spite of the conflicts that we find ourselves in, but because of them, because of the very bodily and normal nature of it, that we see Christ reflected in the church, in our world, and the lives around us. We have every opportunity to live into our baptism in a way that lets God shine through us into the world around. And though we have communion every week, we're only baptized once. But that baptism is an ongoing thing. And so for the next little while, we've moved one of the fonts that was right here to in front of the door going into the Sterling Vestry. And after the baptism, I'm going to take some of the holy water that we use to make the baptism and pour it in that font. And I invite you, if you would like, to mark yourself with the sign of the cross in the water to remind yourself of your baptism, just as we baptized Leon and Eva today. For this isn't a one-and-done sort of thing, just like communion isn't a one-and-done sort of thing. We are constantly living into the life that Christ has called us to be, in our thoughts, in our hearts, in our minds, but also in our bodies, in what we do. For when we go from this place, we are called to be His missionaries. We are called to shine with Christ's light, the light of God, the light of Jesus, into all the world around us. So let's take every chance that we have to remember how blessed we are, how loved we are by Christ and God. And let us live into the fullness of being members of the body of Christ, a body that today we welcome two new people into. Thank God and alleluia. Amen. And so with that, I believe the next thing is the holy baptism. So I'd invite the parents and the sponsors to stand up and to join me at the font. Also, if there are any young children or anyone who wants a better view, they're invited to come forward, which is apparently why the choir left from up there, so that they could actually see what's going on. And I think some kids are being grabbed and brought. Wonderful. Can the parents and the sponsors see a screen somewhere? Okay. Excellent. Then we'll start with Leon, and I will say, the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. And Leon's parents and sponsors, please read that. I present.
I present Leon to receive the sacrament of baptism.
There we go. If it's a competition, let's see how Team Eva does. The candidates for holy baptism will be presented.
I present Eva Marilyn Lorraine Rambo to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Ooh, they were pretty good. So now this goes to both the sponsors and parents. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Will you, who witness these vows, do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
Yeah.
Okay, congregation, these guys are winning. Let's do that one more time with a little bit more gusto. Will you, who witness these vows, do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will. Yeah.
There we go. And so now I invite the prayers.
Let us now pray for Eva and Leon, who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death. Lord, hear our prayer. Open their hearts to your grace and truth. Lord, hear our prayer. Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord,
send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Spirit moved at the beginning of creation. Through water, you led your children out of Israel, out of their bondage in Egypt, into the promised land. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed with the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the waters of baptism. In it we are buried in Christ's death. By it we share in his resurrection, and through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that all those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Now let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being? Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth? Can I have Leon, please? All right, Leon, you're up, buddy. What? Hi. Leon, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. There we go. And I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Amen. Good job, Leon. Well done, bud. Okay, let's see how Team Eva does. Soothers out. Hi. Hi, sweetie. Yeah. It's all okay. Oh, I know. So tough. Eva, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son. Yes, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, so tough. Oh, I know. Oh, there we go. Well done. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Well done. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by the water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed on these your servants the forgiveness of sins and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and persevere, and the spirit to know and love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. And I invite the people to say, let your light so shine before others that they may see the good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized. And we say together, we receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Savior Jesus Christ has promised to be with us till the end of time. Accept all that we offer you this day and renew us in his transfigured life. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation. In calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, Lord, we died with you on the cross. We were buried in your tomb. Live in us that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal giver of love and power, your Son, Jesus Christ, has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power is over us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other begins renewed and refreshed. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all